So Danny, first day out there, what do you think?
Oh, we got a lot of good work in. You know, it was a little wet at times, but a lot of good work. Everybody seemed to be really excited to be out here, and it's, you know, a good first day.
How's it different from what you're doing here to what you were doing with the Rams?
It has some similarities in some areas, and you know, it's different in others, so, you know, just trying to adapt as best I can and get better every day.
Does it make it easier that everyone's new and you're not the only new wide receiver in there? You're the leader of the pack now.
We got a lot of new guys. We got a lot of experience in some areas, and then some new guys coming out of college, so we're just trying to get as much experience as we can out here and get better every day.
No, it's only the first day, but what are some of the things that are hard to get used to in this new system?
It's the first day, like you said. We're all learning and we're all trying to get better, and you know, looking forward to day two tomorrow. So, you know, it's early in camp, so we're just trying to get where we need to be.
How demanding is the quarterback?
Very demanding. You know, it's he's like a coach on the field. You know, he knows everything, and really refreshing to play for.
How would you describe that relationship as it's evolved? I know you spent some time out with him on the West Coast, and just some of the things that you kind of have learned from him and learned about each other during the last few months.
You know, it's early. We're just trying to get as much experience as we can, and you know, it's day one, and we're trying to get better. So that's really all it is.
A lot of conversation though about where he likes things, where you like things. You know, in terms of getting roots down and timing.
Yeah, I mean, we're all just trying to get on the same page. You know, he's been here for a long time, doing a lot of great things, and you know, I'm trying to adapt and trying to learn the best I can to get where I need to be for him and for our whole team.
Fans seem to like you.
You know, it's far away, so you know, I don't know what they're looking at.
Danny, I know you had passing camps and other stuff, but just when you signed here, did you talk to anyone who's been in the system before or played here before and played with Tom?
I'm familiar just by, I watch a lot of game film, and I've seen every game, you know, last year, the year before, and just kind of knew what to expect coming in here. That's why I wanted to come here, and you know, I'm excited to be here and excited to work.
In terms of game film, do you ever go back and watch, you know, film of Deion Branch or
absolutely, yeah,
West or
absolutely.
Guys that were here before?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I try to learn the best I can from whatever motives I have, and you know, there's no better way to look what Tom and these guys were doing before, and you know, just try to you know, do the best I can to get where I need to be.
Have you talked with Julian or Matt Slater or any of those guys about the system itself and trying to integrate yourself?
Yeah, those guys do a good job of kind of showing us and coaching us when we need to be coached up. And, you know, they've been here for the longest. And those guys, you know, the new guys really feed off that and really embrace that and try to learn as quickly as possible.
In terms of getting on the same page with Tom and the rest of your teammates, do you feel like you can get to the point where you want to be before the pads even come on or even game action started?
It's going to be a while. You know, it's we're going to work out the kinks, you know, from here on out to the end of the season and try to improve every day. And, you know, that's just the way football goes.
Dan, you said you watch, you know, every game. You watch a lot of games. So you know there's a lot of guys that have come into the system and done very well elsewhere and haven't succeeded. Why will it be different for you?
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting better every day here in camp and getting my reps and you know, just doing what I'm supposed to do. And whatever happens down the road happens.
You still happy you signed with a non-dome team?
I'm ecstatic to be in New England, that's for sure.
Back in the field after what's kind of been a weird off season here.
Yeah, I mean everybody, you know, that's a long break. You get a month and a half off, no football. You know, guys kind of get to miss it a little bit. And when everybody gets back in the locker room, everybody seems to be really excited and really eager to get on the field and start working together. So we're all excited to be here.
Dan, you've obviously dealt with it before in Texas Tech and in your NFL career, but I mean, how do you feel about the Welker comparison? It's a natural one that the fans are going to make.
Welker's a great player. You know, he's done a lot of great things, and you know, I'm excited to get the opportunity to play here and show, you know, my teammates and whoever, you know, that you know, try to be the best I can be.
How do you go about gaining a quarterback's trust? They always seem to, you know, especially here where there's obviously a lot of new pass catchers.
Yeah, just a lot of reps. You know, I mean, that's what camp's all about. You can try to get as much reps as you can, and you know, you're going to be dead tired after each day, and you know, that's what it's about, just getting as much reps as you can and working on what you need to work on.
Do the reps transfer to the preseason and games?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I mean. That's why we come out here and run all the routes and do all the drills and cones and stuff like that, is because it all translates into games and preseason and onto the season, late into the season. It's all about fundamentals, and that's what we do. That's what we do out here in camp.